Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of March 2020. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the central government and platforms like Google, Facebook and Twitter in a plea seeking removal of hate speeches and fake news that are being circulated on various social media platforms. Delhi High Court has asked the government-run hospitals to preserve the unidentified bodies for a period of at least 2 weeks from the date of publishing the information about such bodies on Delhi Police's website. Delhi High Court has directed Tihar authorities to decide on the request in accordance with law and passeries and order by the 12th of March, 2020 in a plea moved by Zee Media seeking an interview with the four convicts in the Nirbhaya rape case. Madras High Court has issued notices to the Union of India and the National Highways Authority of India in a petition challenging special discounts offered to the users of FASTag. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that the rent received from son and daughter of the assessee could not be treated as a tax evasion tool if the same was a genuine arrangement for tax savings. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has held that the warrant expenses should be deducted from the book profit under Section 115JB of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, West Bengal has held that the service of public health, sanitation, conservancy, and solid waste management is a function of public health entrusted to municipalities under Article 243(w) of the Constitution of India, 1949 and is eligible for goods and services tax, GST, exemption. Authority of Advance Ruling, AAR, West Bengal has affirmed that New Town Kolkata Development Authority, NKDA, is a local authority and is entitled to the benefit of the exemption on the services. Supreme Court has said that sexual harassment at the workplace is an affront to the fundamental rights of a woman to equality under Articles 14 and 15 and her right to live with dignity under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1949 as well as her right to practice any profession or to carry on any occupation, trade or business. While upholding a High Court judgment that quashed a transfer of a woman bank employee. Supreme Court has held that the Pharmacy Council of India shall alone have the jurisdiction in the field of pharmacy, and not the All India Council for Technical Education, AICTE. The court has observed that in the field of pharmacy education and more particularly so far as the recognition of degrees and diplomas of pharmacy education is concerned, the Pharmacy Act, 1948 shall prevail. Supreme Court has held that a firm is a consumer for filing complaints under the Consumer Protection Act, 1986 even when he has entered into a buyback transaction. The court further explained that the transaction would not be termed as resale, rejecting the contention that the tripartite agreement would amount to resale for containing a buyback clause. Supreme Court has directed the Reserve Bank of India to consider developing a new pro forma of checks to include the purpose of payment, along with other information to facilitate adjudication of real issues in check bounce cases. Supreme Court has refused to interfere in the stay imposed on arbitration proceedings by the Delhi High Court involving property belonging to K.K. Modi Trust. The court has granted liberty to senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi to seek the advancement of the date of hearing before the High Court on the 11th of March. Delhi High Court has held that the candidature of a Delhi Judicial Services aspirant cannot be rejected on the ground that he had undergone a renal transplant. The court has opined that the provision in Civil Services Examination Rules, CSE, which declare persons having undergone organ transplant as unfit for candidature is archaic. Delhi High Court has held that the non-executive directors of a company are exempted from the check dishonor proceedings under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instrument Act, 1881. Delhi High Court has dismissed the bail plea of an alleged operative of the terror outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET. stating that there was not enough material to show he was conspiring to carry out terror attacks in the capital and its neighboring regions. Bombay High Court has granted an ad interim injunction against an apparel company using the trade name ISKCON Apparel Private Limited after hearing a commercial suit filed by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, alleging infringement of their trademark. The court has concluded that the adoption of the ISKCON trade name was deliberate to trade upon the enviable reputation and goodwill acquired by the plaintiff. Allahabad High Court has directed the Lucknow administration to remove banners containing pictures and details of the riot accused, stating that the move was violative of Article 21 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Patna High Court has held that sending minor girls to a protection home Nariniketan in cases of elopement cannot be treated as illegal confinement, giving rise to a remedy under the writ of habeas corpus. Patna High Court has dismissed a writ petition filed by four final year students of Chanakya National Law University seeking consideration of their applications to the post of Assistant Prosecution Officer in Bihar Public Service Commission, BPSC. The court said that when the rule is silent regarding when the eligibility should be acquired, the applicant must possess the same as on the last date of application. Madras High Court has restrained Symphony Recording Company Limited from distributing, manufacturing or selling the songs of the famous Tamil singer Mahanadi Shobana, noting that the assignment agreements based on which Symphony was claiming rights were executed when Shobana was a minor and were hence unenforceable. Madras High Court has held that the words eminent senior advocates are not synonymous with the definition of a senior advocate as contained in the Advocates Act, 1961. The court has emphasized on the word eminence to state that a lawyer, even though not designated senior but having expertise in a particular field, may be considered to be eminent for legal assistance in special courts. Kerala High Court has ruled that the proper officer may cancel the goods and services tax, GST, registration of a person for not furnishing the returns for a continuous period of 6 months. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has upheld the Competition Commission of India's order holding Adani Gas Limited guilty of abuse of dominant position while supplying piped natural gas to the industrial customers in Faridabad. National Company Law Tribunal, Chennai has accepted the resolution plan filed by public sector company, Cochin Shipyard Limited to acquire Chennai-based shipbuilding firm, Tebma Shipyards Limited, TSL. Under the Corporate Insolvency Resolution Process of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, West Bengal has held that supplies of composite printing services to a recipient located in India are taxable and cannot be considered as export services.